The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So much happening in the sports world as we had another great overtime hockey game last night. Ducks and Hawks. Hawks get through it. That thing is knotted up at 2-2. Another good one on the other side with the Rangers. I think that one's 2-2 with the Lightning as well. So the NHL hockey playoffs are heating up. They're great. They're always great. Then we had the NBA playoffs. And those Golden State Warriors, Steph Curry is flat out that dude. He is unreal. 40-point performance once again. Guy can flat out play the game. He's awesome. Speaking of awesome, Jeff Rich with me. Jeff, how you doing, brother?
Hey, good morning, Dorf. Do you think we're getting a little...
Oh, looks like we got a little hung up on by Jeff, that's for sure. But we'll find out what he's got to say here on the other side. I happen to see something that was pretty interesting, too, with this Kevin Durant guy. I don't know about if this is real or not, but I'm going to throw it out there. I saw something on the internet saying, KD... maybe got caught having some weed come out of his truck last night in L.A. So I'm kind of intrigued about this whole thing. We'll dig into that, a bunch of other stuff. We'll get Jeff Rich back with me. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out, as you know, with me, Dorf on Sports, and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Be right back, everybody.
If you like potted plants in your homes, don't forget the peanuts. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Just ahead, I'll share a simple tip to keep your potted plants healthy right after this.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Want to take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, automatically, whether you're home or away. Control your power, control your life with a Generac home standby generator.
For more information, visit Generac.com or call 855-886-8203.
A lot of people like to keep potted plants in their homes, whether it's ornamentals or perhaps a nice herb garden. If you're one of those people, then you know it's important to have proper drainage in your pots. All this soggy soil can be just as damaging as not watering them at all. In the past, pebbles were used to help drain the excess water, but instead, try using extended polystyrene plastic. You know it better as packing peanuts. Fill anywhere from one-third to one-half of the pot with the peanuts before placing in the potting soil and plant. These foam pieces are made from 99% air, so they're much more lightweight than pebbles, making it much easier to move your plants around the house, and they do just as good a job as pebbles to move water away from the roots to help prevent the buildup of damaging plant fungus. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
It was a time of bravery.
Sandy Ain is taking the Alamo!
A time to stand for what you believed in.
Texas is struggling to break free from an oppressive regime.
A history series event. Starring Bill Paxton and Jeffrey Dean Morgan. With Brendan Fraser and Ray Liotta. Texas Rising. Memorial Day at 9, 8 Central on History. The Alamo wasn't the end.
Fire!
It was the beginning.
Plaster is a portable spittoon and the ultimate accessory for smokeless tobacco users. It's easy to conceal in a pocket and discreet enough to be used in public without unwanted attention. You can palm it, twist the top, and empty your mouth in one smooth motion. Available in an extensive selection of sleek designs, Plasters feature the exclusive thumb lock twist cap for one-handed use. This innovation virtually eliminates the risk of spills, making it ideal where you are on the go. It's great for NASCAR races, hunting, fishing, and more. Visit Plaster.com or call 1-800-476-5600.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Like I said, a lot of things happening in the sports world. Got some great NHL playoff hockey going. In a little bit, we'll talk to John Poulter, our professor of sports, about that, as well as some Major League Baseball, I'm sure. But now let me get back to my guy, Jeff Rich. Jeff, you were in the middle of a statement. A lot of things happening in the sports world, as I said, with the NBA playoffs, the Steph Curry, the coming out party he's had, the MVP, and he continues to impress throughout the playoffs, and his team continues to impress throughout the playoffs. We're on a collision course. I think it's fair to say it now. We're on a collision course for LeBron James, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the Golden State Warriors, and Stephen Curry. At this point, I feel pretty comfortable saying those are the two teams, like I thought in the beginning, we're going to meet in the National Basketball Association Finals. Jeff, your thoughts, man.
Well, I think that's the payoff for this lackluster third round or conference finals that we're going about here. The Atlanta-Cleveland games have been fun to a certain extent. Golden State and Houston, they played a couple of good games up in Oakland, but it looks like the Warriors have just forced their will on Houston, and Houston just doesn't have the bullets to withstand the attack from Golden State. That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of things. You know, I mean, as great as James Harden is, like you said, the supporting cast is not the same as the Golden State Warriors supporting cast. Dwight Howard, a little bit banged up. He's been okay, I guess you could say. Trevor Ariza, not hitting those big shots like he did against Memphis. Jason Terry, been non-existent. Yeah, I mean, a lot of things have happened, and it's almost too bad. I don't want to really go back to this, but I'm going to. I think the Clippers would have been a much better matchup for the Golden State Warriors. They have a lot more guys that can get up and down the floor, score the basketball from a bunch of different positions. So ultimately, I'm just disappointed that the Clippers were unable to close out the Rockets, and we would have gotten a much better, or at least what I think, we would have gotten a much better series. Wasn't meant to be. The Rockets are the team that got through. They win three straight. They wind up losing three straight, something that they've never done throughout the whole season. Look, the Golden State Warriors are just a better basketball team, Jeff.
I couldn't agree more, and you know, I would have really liked to seen the all California matchup in the West. I think that you know, not only is it the star power, I think we would have gotten better games, and we did get two good games in this series. Who knows if we'll get a third? But I'd like to echo your sentiment on the other side. I think that Washington might have been a more worthy opponent for the Cleveland Cavaliers than the Atlanta Hawks are showing to date. You know, I know that they're dealing, you know, everybody's beat up right now at this time of year. You know,
yeah.
No team is immune from it. And I just, you know, and I just think that, you know, with Damari Carroll being ached up, Atlanta can't survive. The, you know, Al Horford's hurt, you know, everybody's hurt. But, you know, I think that Cleveland's just able to, you know, to go next man up. Golden State hasn't had to, but I think Golden State would be able to, you know, to survive injuries to anybody not wearing number 30 on their side of the ball.
You know, you look at that roster from Golden State, and a guy that was playing a lot of minutes before can't even see the basketball floor for the most part unless they really need him. And I think this is going along with what you're saying. I'm talking about David Lee. I mean, he used to be an integral part of that team. Last night, the other day when they're playing Houston, they're out there with these guys that, you know, are okay, but David Lee kind of stuck out in my mind, and I'm saying, you know, this guy was a baller, and he was an integral piece to this puzzle at one point, and now he's the guy that can't even find the basketball court. But my point is, there are other teams in the league that could use a guy like David Lee, and he can't even find his way on the floor anymore for the Golden State Warriors. So, yeah, they've got a lot of talent. I'll tell you who I'm really impressed with is Livingston. I mean, that kid could be starting on most basketball teams, let's be honest. But he comes off the bench for Golden State, runs that second unit very well. How big of a pickup was Leandro Barbosa for them? Just another guy that gets up and down, runs and guns. Look, they made a lot of good moves. The upgrade, I guess you could say, was Steve Kerr versus Mark Jackson, who, by the way, I don't think did a bad job at all. Just didn't have the total attention of all his guys out there like Steve Kerr does. I watch the huddles. I see how he interacts with these guys. He totally has their attention. Would you say, Jeff, yes or no?
Oh, Steve Kerr, absolutely. Hey, do you think it's at all awkward that Mark Jackson is calling conference final games for a team that he was, you know, he was the guy with the clipboard just a year ago up there in Oakland?
I think Mark Jackson is the ultimate professional, if you ask me. I've loved the guy. I love the way he played basketball on the floor. I thought he was a good coach. I mean, you know, if you would have given him another year, who's not to say that he wouldn't have been doing this with the Golden State Warriors this year? But again, it wasn't meant to be. I don't think it's awkward. I think, you know what, he knows that team inside and out. And the way that he announces the games, I don't feel that he throws out any animosity or any bad feelings toward these guys. I think he's a true professional. And at the end of the day, Jeff, let's be honest. He's got a great job, man. He's calling basketball games. He gets to be the coach, the ref, the announcer. He gets to be all of them. And all he has to do is announce. He doesn't have to hear somebody telling him, you're going to get fired for this or that and the other. So at the end of the day, I think it was a win-win. Do I think Mark Jackson deserves another shot in the NBA? Absolutely. And I wouldn't be surprised if he comes back. But again, he's enjoying one of the greatest jobs in the world. And that's why Jeff Van Gundy hasn't gotten the itch to get back into coaching either. These guys are having a blast, man. They're calling the biggest games every single week, and they're in the spotlight. But they don't have that same spotlight-like situation where if they make a wrong move, they could get fired. I mean, to me, I think it's a dream situation. So I think Mark Jackson does a great job. And if I were him, I wouldn't want to change a thing.
Well, and I think you have to echo that during football season with John Gruden and Bill Cowher. The best coaches are the best announcers, because the longer they announce, the better a coach they become. And I'll be interested to see if that happens with Mark Jackson going forward.
Yeah, I mean, look, again, great job of calling games. I love some of his liners are awesome. His hand down, man down, there goes that man. I mean, dude, he's great. I love Mark Jackson. He does a great job of analyzing the game. And again, I thought he was a pretty good coach too. And look, didn't get to reap the benefits of what the Warriors are doing this year, but he started that. He built it to a certain degree, and now Steve Kerr is the guy that's come and kind of made the finishing product. And they're not done with anything yet, but I do think we're looking at a crash course, Cavs and Warriors, LeBron and Steph Curry, and there's so many storylines with that when you think about it, Jeff. I mean, LeBron James has done a great job this year too. You know, he's got Dave Blatt, who makes all kinds of mistakes.
Dave Blatt made a mistake. You know, Dave Blatt tried to call a timeout, and I guess he's never going to live. I don't know how many titles he's going to have to win to live that down, but I think that the
Let me give you another one too. Let me give you one more that should stick out pretty prevalent with you here. The day when he made the play and LeBron James is in that huddle and says, coach, give me the ball. I'm winning this game. That's another mistake. How do you have LeBron James inbounding the basketball and not retrieving the basketball? So look, man, a lot of people were saying the Cavs are winning despite Dave Blatt. I'm not saying that. However, he is a young coach. He's going to make mistakes. He's got the best horse in the game. So therefore, it makes those mistakes a little bit easier to swallow. But let's be honest, Jeff. If you don't want to give the best player in the game the ball at the most critical point with a chance to win it, I think there's something that this guy has to reevaluate. And therefore, LeBron took it in his own hands. And you know what? They won the game. Anyways, we'll be back on the other side with John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down what's going on in the NHL. Keep it close. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Hello out there, we're on the air, it's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game.
All righty. Welcome back. That can only mean one thing. We're going to talk some hockey, playoff hockey at that. And to do it with us, none other than John Poulter, our professor of sports. John, good morning. How are you, man?
Morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. Doing very well, thanks. Hope you two are as well. I love the intro music. Stomping Tom Connors from Skinner's Pond, PEI, with a hockey song. Kind of an icon here in Canada.
Look, I mean, it's pretty fitting. Obviously, we're going to talk some hockey. And look, we've got a couple of good series going on right now. Lightning and Rangers, Ducks and Hawks. That thing's knotted up 2-2 after a pretty thrilling overtime, couple overtimes last night. Rangers and Lightning, overtimes in that one as well. Both these series knotted up at 2-2. I mean, the truth is, we couldn't have asked for anything better. We want drama. We want Game 7s. Could we get Game 7s in both of these series, John?
Yeah, I think we definitely could. I think when we first chatted about these matchups, the discussion we had was that both would be 6 or 7 game series, and clearly with both series knotted at 2, we're headed for at least a 6-game series on both sides. Two really good series, perhaps for different reasons. The Western final, Anaheim and Chicago, has been extremely fast-paced, great hockey, lots of goals, 1-3 overtime game, 1-2 overtime game. On the other side in the East, we've got the Rangers and Tampa Bay also locked up at 2, and that's been about as even as it could get. Both teams have won one game on the road, both teams have won one game by a one-goal margin, and both teams have won one game by a blowout. So that one is really hard to predict, but in both series, I think the one thing we can be very certain of is that we're in for at least 4 more games of great hockey in the semifinals.
Absolutely.
Hey, John.
Go ahead, Jeff.
John, you got really contrasting styles between the Western Conference Finals and the Eastern Conference Finals here. You know, though it's fast-paced, the Chicago-Anaheim series seems a lot more like a heavyweight bout with big bruising teams going at each other. Versus over on the other side with the Rangers in Tampa Bay, it's more like a track meet, which tends to slow the game down at times, I have to admit. But what style has the advantage as they go up each other against each other in the finals, regardless of who comes out of the East and who comes out of the West? Is it the fast skating team or the big physical team that carries the advantage in a potential Stanley Cup final?
Well, I think the best answer, Jeff, is the team that combines the two skills the most. And right now in the games that I've seen, and I've seen the majority of all of the games in both conference finals, I've certainly seen a piece of each game. I'd have to say that from what I've seen, the team that does the best in terms of a combination is probably Anaheim. I mean, those guys are big, they're fast, they're skilled. They're certainly managing to keep pace with Chicago, which is a team that we've always known as being a fast, skill team. Perhaps on the skill side and the speed side, Tampa Bay might be the best. That's a very young team, and they've got a lot of track stars on that team. I can see any matchup being a great finale to the hockey season, but in terms of an all-round team right now, from what I've seen, I've been very impressed with Anaheim. The goaltending's been very good. Their defense is good. It's mobile. And some of those guys up front could be NFL players. They're so big and so mobile.
Hey, let me ask you this, John. I mean, again, we're looking at these four teams, Lightning, Rangers. That's not one team. That's two teams. You got the Blackhawks and you've got the Ducks. Just from a fan's perspective, what would be the most intriguing Stanley Cup final?
Well, I think from a tradition standpoint, those of us in my age bracket, the over 50 age bracket, would probably like to see the Blackhawks and the Rangers, simply because that's kind of, you know, two of the old traditional teams, the wrongly named Original Six, but certainly two of the teams that were there when hockey became a very popular sport nationally across North America. Personally, I'd like to see it because that was my call at the beginning of the playoffs, that we'd be looking at the Rangers and the Blackhawks in the final. But from a fan standpoint, if you like quick hockey, probably Anaheim and Tampa Bay might be the best matchup for the reasons we've just discussed. Both teams are extremely quick. They've got goaltenders that haven't exactly come out of nowhere, but weren't household names prior to this playoff season. and two teams that will play really good hockey. I'm not sure how much it would go over with the NHL office in terms of the two locations. I guess the NHL office would love to have Chicago and the Rangers, and probably Canada would too, but certainly whatever's good for the game is what really matters here. And as I said before, I can see any matchup being enjoyable for neutral fans.
See, I would take... Go ahead, Jeff.
I've kind of heard some things that might contradict that, what the NHL office wants. With the way that they're promoting, Phoenix, the Vegas is picking up some momentum, that the league office would actually not mind having a couple of Sun Belt teams to grow the sport, not that Southern California needs it as much as some of the other Sun Belt cities need it, but, to have a Florida team play a California team in the final would suggest that maybe this expansion into the southern United States is actually working.
Yeah, I see your point, Jeff, and I think there's two sides to that that discussion. And one is very much the one you point out, that it makes Gary Bettman gives Gary Bettman the ability to sit back and say, "See, I told you we should be in the Sun Belt, and these teams are doing well." But on the other hand, this is all about money, as we've looked at many times. And, you just have to look at the schedule to know that, it's all about money. And my guess would be that from a TV market standpoint, Chicago and the Rangers would be more in terms of putting advertising dollars and TV revenues into the NHL pockets than Anaheim and Tampa would be. But you bring up an excellent point in terms of growing the sport, and perhaps the NHL trying to justify the movement into the Sun Belt areas.
Hey, a couple things. Let me point out a couple things, because Jeff, you and I are completely on the same page, because I had the same exact train of thought where I was thinking, well, you're talking about a game that has somewhat struggled. We struggle with getting fans to the Coyote games, and the Coyotes really aren't that great. And I think that has something to do with it as well. And that's where I want to touch on your point, John. You talked about money and this and that and the other. Well, if you win, you're going to bring in money and you're going to bring in interest and intrigue to that particular city for, that particular team. So if the Lightning were to win it or the Ducks were to win it, I think along the same lines. That is truly great for the game of hockey, because then they'll see it's not just the Canadian teams getting there, and it does spread out here and there a little bit. I mean, it's like any sport. I like to see the underdog win more than I like to see the team that's supposed to win. So to me, I think along the same lines as Jeff. It would help grow the game by having these two teams that, we see a lot of sun on the West Coast. You see a lot of sun there in Florida, too. I think it would be a huge, huge momentum builder for the NHL and to grow the game of hockey. And again, you're talking about money. If you win, you're going to bring in cash and people are going to go and watch those teams.
Yeah.
And don't forget.
Good point. But, let's keep in mind a couple of things here, guys, in terms of the Sun Belt and hockey. Tampa Bay and Anaheim are not two of the Sun Belt teams that are hurting at the gate. They are two of the teams, San Jose and Los Angeles Kings being the others, that are doing reasonably well at the gate. The Sun Belt teams that are struggling big time are the Phoenix issue and the Florida issue. And both of those teams are a ways away from getting to the pinnacle of the hockey season in the Stanley Cup Finals. So it's a different way of getting to the point where the Sun Belt teams are recognized as being viable options. And, it's a good-sized step to get there. But I think we're kind of looking at two teams that are not part of the problem, with all due respect.
No, but what our point is that they can help the other spots where there are those problems, like a Phoenix. You can get some belief and you can get some faith and say, you know what, they did it, why the heck can't we do it? Jeff, I know you had a point, so go ahead.
Well, I was just going to point out, we got New York and L.A. last year. We've had the big series. I don't know that Anaheim and Jersey, when John Sebastian Jagr was minding the net for the Anaheim Ducks, but we've gotten these big matchups, and I don't think that the biggest markets in hockey are the ones that bring in the most. I think that Chicago, Detroit. Not that Chicago is a small market, but I think Chicago Detroit series would definitely outdraw a New York LA series, TV money be damned.
Well, yeah. I think I see your point there, and I think Chicago and Detroit's a great example because that sort of fits both sides of the equation. It fits the old, quote, traditional six part of the equation. It also supports the piece that there are a lot of Chicagoans and Detroiters that have migrated to other parts of the United States, specifically the Sun areas, and they're still Red Wing and Blackhawk fans. So they kind of bring that with them. So that's kind of a hybrid situation, and I think that would be a great matchup, but obviously it's not going to happen because the Red Wings are gone. But yeah, it's an interesting point for discussion, that's for sure.
Hey, John, you got a few more minutes so we can talk some baseball on the other side?
Not a problem at all. Happy to stay around.
Sounds great. John Poulter, our professor of sports, showing us, breaking down the NHL playoffs very well, if I must say. That's why we have him. And again, it is Memorial Day weekend. Got to send a shout-out to the Armed Forces Network for checking us out. And again, thank you for everything that you do for us here so that we can continue to talk on the radio and share with you our thoughts and opinions about what's going on in the sports world. So again, John Poulter, Jeff Rich, the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
Sprucing up your home with a coat of paint is an easy upgrade, but what can you do about a bland concrete porch or patio? I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. After the break, I'll share an easy concrete upgrade that isn't just another pretty face right after this.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Want to take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, automatically, whether you're home or away. Control your power, control your life with a Generac home standby generator.
For more information, visit Generac.com or call 855-886-8203.
When you spend time and effort to make your house look good on the outside, you don't want something like a dull gray patio to take away from its beauty. Making concrete complement your home is easy. First, clean the concrete thoroughly. You can use specialized concrete cleaners or a pressure washer to remove any trace of dirt, mold, and mildew. Next, apply a coat of concrete stain. This stain can be a solid color or translucent. I personally like the translucent style so any feature of the concrete can still show through. Once the stain is dry, add a little pizzazz by applying a coat of high-gloss masonry sealer. Not only will it look great, but you get the added benefit of the stain and sealer protecting your concrete. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
It was a time of bravery.
San Diego's taking the Alamo!
A time to stand for what you believed in.
Texas is struggling to break free from an oppressive regime.
A history series event.
Run!
Starring Bill Paxton and Jeffrey Dean Morgan. With Brendan Fraser and Ray Liotta. Texas Rising. Memorial Day at 9, 8 Central on History. The Alamo wasn't the end.
Fire!
It was the beginning.
All righty, welcome back. Let's get ready to go out to the ball game as it is Take Me to the Ball Game. That can only mean one thing. We're going to talk some Major League Baseball. I'm going to go through some things here that are kind of interesting when you really think about it. The Tampa Bay Rays are now atop that division, and I'm talking about the American League East. You got the Yankees there in second place, Baltimore, the Red Sox, and then the Blue Jays. Again, I've already said I think that this potentially could be the most competitive division in baseball, but somewhat interesting, Tampa Bay now atop that division. I'm going to go here, man, and again, this lead seems like it's increasing a little bit. The Houston Astros are still atop the West. The Angels are now 5.5 back. The Mariners, 7 back. The Rangers, 7.5. And then a real disappointing Oakland team, 13.5 games back. The Nationals are atop that division. You got the Mets still poking around and making it interesting. Atlanta, 3.5 back. St. Louis, I think we all think that they're going to wind up being the cream of the crop in that division. But the Cubs are making it interesting, which is cool because they've been so bad for so long. And I can't even be upset because I'm a Brewer fan and we're terrible. But, you know, there's some signs of a little bit of life with Craig Counsell taking over. And then the Dodgers are in the West. But my point here, John, is that each week we talk about the Astros and we keep thinking that they're going to fall apart and fall on their face. They're not doing it. And we're about 50 games into the season. So I'm going to ask you once again, is Houston for real and can they compete and maybe surprise a lot of people and be a contender in that division the whole year?
Well, I think they're certainly a lot better than we thought they were going to be, and they're certainly a lot further along in their rebuild than we thought they were going to be. A.J. Hinch was a bit of a surprise to me when he went in there as manager. Clearly, ownership had a game plan there, and they felt that Hinch was the right guy to go in and take this team to the next step. Will he be around when they start winning on a regular basis? I don't know. You know, it's almost much the same situation as when he went into the Diamondbacks situation, came down from the front office and kind of did a good job and then got sort of pushed aside. And we all know how that worked out, not real well from the Diamondbacks' standpoint. I think the Astros have taken advantage of the fact that the other four teams in that division have been slow out of the gate, some of that being expected, some of it not being expected. The Angels, I've seen the Angels play twice this week because they were here in Toronto, and that's a team that I just don't understand how it doesn't play better given the talent that they have on the field. They've certainly got some holes in terms of pitching. Specifically on Monday, they went through, I think, 5 or 6 relievers, and C.J. Wilson was not strong as a starter. So you burn half your staff in the first game of a series, and you know maybe that's indicative of what their problems have been. But I see Seattle starting to come alive now. They're in Toronto this week. They've played really well the last two games against the Blue Jays. I still think Seattle's the team to beat in that division. I'm very pleasantly surprised by the Astros. I think Seattle and Houston are going to make that a race. And you know, even Texas now is back within 3 games of .500. And rightly or wrongly, good or bad, I see that Josh Hamilton is on his way to Cleveland. And we'll play against the Indians, I believe, on Monday evening. So I think that's going to be interesting to see how that shakes out as well. And Oakland, who would have said Oakland was going to be playing 333 baseball and one of the worst 5 records in the major leagues 8 weeks in? I don't think any of the three of us would have even thought that possible.
No, I agree 100%. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, one of the topics I don't think we can avoid talking about, when we saw it twice this week, we saw the Brewers' Will Smith get called out by Freddie Gonzalez when they were playing the Braves, and Dan Jennings followed suit a couple days later with the Marlins playing the Orioles. You have two pitchers in Will Smith and Brian Maddox that were supposed to be starters. Smith in Kansas City, Maddox, the fourth overall pick of the Orioles in 2008. These guys are failed starters. Do you think that they're going for something extra, or do you believe their arguments that they're just trying to keep a grip of the ball?
They forgot to take it off. That kind of thing.
Yeah. Right.
Does that really happen, John?
Well, I guess the only guys that know for sure are the two guys themselves. Quite frankly, I'm very suspicious. But what I'm even more curious about is you'd have to think that if these guys were going to do something like that, they would be a little bit brighter and hide it in some place that it wasn't going to be seen, such as on the back of their belt or underneath their belt buckle or somewhere along those lines. You know, to have it on your arm where everybody can see it, and high-definition TV cameras on pitchers' arms and so on and so forth throughout the game, I'm kind of surprised that these guys would be, I won't say dumb, but let's say unintelligent enough to hide it. But, you know, it's funny that I had five things that I was going to sort of say it was an odd week in baseball, and that was one of the five.
I want to throw another weird one, and Jeff sort of started it there when he was talking about the Marlins.
Yeah, that's
one of my other. I have a very close family friends that are involved with the Marlins. David Sampson, the president. We know the family very well. My parents are very good friends with the Sampsons, but I don't know what they're doing for the life of me, to be honest with you. And I mean, again, look, I understand giving guys shots, giving people chances. We give second chances all the time. And there's no saying that Dan's not going to do a great job, okay? I don't know that. And who am I to say he won't? But I have to think that if you have a choice to go after someone who has only managed at the high school level or to go and find somebody that has managed on this particular level, you should probably do that for the best interest of your team. With that being said, the Marlins are paying three managers, and they can only have one that's actually with the team. So my point is that they seem to make a lot of interesting, almost amateurish moves. But to their credit, they do have something that a lot of teams don't have, which is a World Series championship. Or two. So how confused are you with the way that the Marlins handle themselves in every single way, to be honest with you, from their management decisions to the players that they have on the field that they don't like to pay, and then once they become good ball players, they let them go? How do you feel about the Marlins?
I find I think they're very confusing. I mean, and throw one more card into that deck, Andy, and you know, they do all of this stripping down and strange decisions, but then they saddle themselves with a huge long-term contract to a guy like Stanton, and I'm not sort of suggesting that he is not worth the money. If any athlete is worth the money in baseball today, it might be him, but it seems to me to send a funny message that you spend all of this money to lock up your star player for a lengthy period of time. I forget the length of the contract, but I think it was like 10 or 12 years. Yet you go out and you hire, as you have pointed out, a guy who hasn't managed since high school. And, you know, it's just one of those things that sort of struck me as odd, and that was one of the other five things that was on my list for this week. And, you know, we've seen four other teams, the Cardinals, the Brewers, the White Sox, and the Tigers, all go to ex-players with no managerial experience, and it sort of seems to be working in some cases, and in the other cases the jury is still out. But this is a brand new page of the baseball book that I look at every day to see a guy come in. This sort of stinks to me a little bit of the almost as much as when Ted Turner appointed himself manager of the Braves for a couple of days. And the piece that I don't get from the Marlins standpoint is that, in my opinion, it weakens them in two spots, because Jennings was clearly doing a good job in terms of acquiring young talent, which is the
sure.
general manager's job. So now he's going to have to give up that role and let somebody else come in and do that. And he's going to go and try and manage this team from the dugout as an inexperienced manager. To me, it's a huge gamble, because it's potentially weakening them at two key spots in the running of a baseball team.
Good points. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, you know, you mentioned you have five you had five things from the week in baseball to talk about that were kind of out of the ordinary. Would Brian Price being thrown out of a game before it even begins in Cleveland make that list?
Jeff, this is getting real dangerous. You're reading my mind, my friend. The five things were the Astros' triple play yesterday against Detroit, two pitchers being thrown out for foreign substances on their arms, a new manager who had never managed beyond the high school level, and a manager being ejected before the first pitch, and you may have seen this game because it involved your Indians, but I gather from what I have seen that It was a carryover from some balls and strikes issues from the game on Friday night, where Price felt that the Indians were getting the benefit of a wider strike zone than the Reds were. And, you know, I didn't see the game, so I can't comment. You may have seen it, so, you know, you can shed some light on that. But umpires have bad games the same way that players do. It just becomes a little bit more conspicuous when an umpire has a bad game. But I've seen it happen several times. I think Earl Weaver was probably the king of being thrown out before the first pitch was thrown. But, you know, that's kind of, I thought that was an odd week in terms of the things that have gone on in baseball. And here we are, we're only at the Memorial Day weekend, and we've seen all of these things happen in 1 week.
Well, watching the Indians regularly, I see it all. I saw Mike Aviles get tossed out of a game after it was over at Yankee Stadium a few years ago for arguing a call after he batted the ball. But you know, Mike Aviles came over from the Blue Jays with Yan Gomes, who's been out for a while. On Sunday, he's going to be catching Trevor Bauer against the Reds. How big of an impact do you think Yan Gomes can make with these last place Indians, who have won five in a row at this point?
He has surprised me as a player. When he was with the Blue Jays, he was not a regular catcher. He was sort of a utility infielder, utility outfielder, and he was sort of the third catcher or the emergency catcher. And I was pleasantly surprised when I saw how skilled he was as a catcher after he left the Blue Jays. And, you know, is this the classic example of a guy that was sort of wrongly pigeonholed in terms of his proper position as he was coming up through the system? And when I saw him go down a few weeks ago, I think one of the comments I made was that was going to hurt the Indians big time. I think that was the week that you were on the road, so you and I didn't have a chance to chat about that, but I think Andy and I did.
Yeah.
And, you know, now I see that he's coming back, and Cleveland is on a nice little streak. They're getting back into that race in the AL Central, so I can see him having a huge impact, and he always had a good bat, so any catcher that's a good catcher and brings a good bat, to me, is like a double-edged sword. You know, it's good from both sides of the equation.
Hey, John, we're up against it. Really appreciate you taking time out, as always. You do a great job for us, really, truly, breaking down the NHL and Major League Baseball. Have any good plans this weekend, Memorial Day?
Well, we don't celebrate Memorial Day here in Canada. Our long weekend was last weekend, Victoria Day, in honor of Queen Victoria's official birthday. So this is a regular week for us here. So Memorial Day is not a huge holiday in Canada. We recognize our troops and our fallen in November on the 11th when we celebrate Remembrance Day. So, and that generally is a fixed day. It's not a floating holiday. So that's very rarely a long weekend. So it's business as usual for us here in Canada this weekend.
Well, enjoy as always, and can't wait to catch up with you next week. Have a great week, John.
Thanks, guys. My pleasure as always. Look forward to chatting next week.
Great stuff. John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking it down, letting us know what's going on in the world of sports, NHL, and Major League Baseball. Keep it close, everybody. One final segment on this hour of Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, we'll be right back in just a flash, and it is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Welcome back. Final segment of this hour of Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Quick reminder, we are live every Sunday, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific Time. So be sure to catch us every Sunday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Time. And again, a quick reminder, we're brought to you in part today by Today's Homeowner, Television, Radio, and Online Home Improvement with Danny Lipford. Danny is one of America's leading home improvement experts. For local listings and online videos and articles, go to todayshomeowner.com. That's todayshomeowner.com. Hey, Jeff, before we get out of this hour, and again, another hour on the horizon, so stick close, keep in with us. So much to talk about. Just want to know, Jeff, have you had a chance to see that video that was released on Kevin Durant getting out of a club last night, or over the weekend, I should say, in Los Angeles, and some sort of a bottle, a prescription bottle, they're calling it maybe medical marijuana, fell out of his truck? Did you see that video?
I did not. No, that's interesting.
Yep. So you may want to check that out real quick during the break. Just happened to look up Kevin Durant weed video, and you'll see it. You can check it out. I kind of find it interesting, but he was having a conversation with this guy, and then all of a sudden he's like getting in his truck, and this bottle or kind of a little thing falls out, and you hear someone say this or that about maybe it potentially could be marijuana. But we'll have to see. You know, TMZ is everywhere, man. So if you have something to hide, you might as well do a real good job of hiding it, because these people want to break the news. But we'll get into that and a whole bunch of other things on the other side. Again, a lot to discuss. So much going on in the NBA with some really good players really coming up and shining. And one, more importantly, the guy named Steph Curry, the MVP. Unbelievable performance once again. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. We're going to be another hour right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.